This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Pick up your book bags. Grab your notebooks. It's time to go on campus with Denton.
Hey, give me my theme music.
All right, Denton, college football preview. It's not the weekend that we've had the last couple of weekends with the massive, you know, marquee game, but there's some good ones. Go ahead.
Yeah, there are definitely some good ones. And I would honestly say, Kevin, there is a marquee matchup going on in the late window, the 7:30 kickoff. It's LSU and Texas A&M. And sure, this is a real opportunity for one of them to put themselves in a strong position to make it into the college football playoff. Both teams are 6-1 on the season. LSU lost that game at the beginning of the year to USC. Texas A&M lost that game at the beginning of the year to Notre Dame, and they've been unbeaten since then. So obviously that's going to change for one of them. You look at Texas A&M's schedule, they still got Texas at the end of the year. But outside of that, they have a couple of really winnable games. And then for LSU, I mean, they still got Bama next week and then Vanderbilt on the schedule as well. But this should be a fun one. I think Garrett Nussmeier right now is the best quarterback in the SEC, but I think Texas A&M is the best defense in the SEC, albeit they haven't played this offense before with LSU, but this should be a fun one.
Can you believe that you're saying that Garrett Nussmeier you think is the best quarterback in the SEC?
I know.
I don't disagree with you.
It sounds like I'm big-time tripping.
Yeah, but there is something about him, and we've talked about him a couple of times this year. He's going to be on somebody's roster. I'm not saying he's going to be an NFL starter, but he's going to be in the league because he is super smart and super tough, and you can see that. And there's a lot to like about him. Everybody likes him. He stuck around when he could have left when, you know, Jaden was there last year, stuck around to back him up. He had a lot of opportunities, a lot of NIL opportunities. This is a huge game, clearly. A&M, I don't believe in that quarterback, and that may be an early season bias. I believe in them defensively. I thought LSU was going to lose last week at Arkansas after beating Ole Miss.
Ooh, I did not.
I thought that was a major letdown spot for them, and they came through in one of those trap games beautifully. I give LSU a really good chance in College Station Saturday night.
I do, too, and I think it'll add to the spectacle of the looming LSU-Alabama game. Speaking of Alabama, they got Missouri. They're 17.5-point favorites. Missouri is going to for sure be without their leading rusher, potentially without Brady Cook as well. He suffered a high ankle sprain last week, came back to the game to win it for Missouri, but with the benefit of some time, it takes a while for a high ankle sprain to get better, so we don't know if their starting quarterback's going to be going. It'd be Drew Pine, the former Notre Dame quarterback.
He cannot do it.
No.
He couldn't do it last week. You know, I had Auburn last week, +4, and they were up 17-3 in the fourth quarter. And Brady Cook had gone to the hospital, and clearly he got an injection of something. And he came back, and he brought them back from 14 down to win 21-17. He is a tough SOB. He also has very quick processing and quick release. You can see that with him. They're a completely different team without him, which is why Bama, who can't stop anybody, is a 17.5-point favorite against Missouri. So Missouri season, which, you know, started to come apart a little bit with the A&M loss, blowout loss, and they should have lost last week. They're not going to be in the hunt for a playoff. They're not beating Bama. No, without Brady Cook. No,
this is going to end that run. You mentioned you got Notre Dame and Navy. Notre Dame, a 13.5-point favorite. They are technically a road team, but this is not going to be played at Navy. This is at MetLife Stadium, so it's a neutral site game. Obviously, a lot of hype around Navy. They're 6-0 unbeaten on the season. They're ranked 24th in the country by the AP. But this Notre Dame team has been playing pretty darn well. They can run the football.
They can really run the football, and that's why Notre Dame's a 2-touchdown favorite over Navy. If you're wondering why Navy, who's, you know, by the way, can throw the football with Horvath, they are much more capable of being sort of multidimensional offensively, but I don't think they can stop Notre Dame. You're going to probably hear them in the smell test. I like the Irish tomorrow. And if Navy wins, I mean, it is on. I mean, now you're talking about, you know, what we have setting up is we've got, you know, a championship game in that American Athletic with Army and Navy potentially being the top two teams. Navy still has Tulane. Tulane's good, Denton.
They're good.
Pretty good again.
They've been good for 3 years now.
Yeah. So, but you could have, and we've talked about this already, you could have Army-Navy in the AAC championship game, and then Army-Navy a week later playing in their normal annual spot. And one of these teams has to beat Notre Dame and go undefeated to be a playoff team. I'll ask you, which of the two teams has a better chance, Navy this weekend or Army in a couple of weeks?
I would go with Army in a couple of weeks. I do really like Navy. I think the fact that they can throw the ball makes them significantly more dynamic than we're used to them being. But I think Army is a slightly better team, and I love their – Bryson Daly is a awesome quarterback that Army has. So I would trust Army just a little bit more. I do think that line will be somewhat comparable when those two teams play, maybe a little shorter depending on what happens between now and then for Army, but it will still more likely than not be a double-digit line when those two teams, Notre Dame and Army, square off.
You know, if Army and Navy play in the AAC championship game, you realize that'll be a home field advantage for the higher seed. They play that game in a home field scenario. So
yeah,
it would be in Annapolis or West Point.
I'll try to go to that game. I mean, if we get that in Annapolis, I'd definitely be out there for that one. I think that'd be a fun environment.
It is. That would be championship Saturday.
It'd be championship Saturday.
They play that on Saturday?
Yeah, it would be.
All right, what else?
All right, how about Vanderbilt being ranked for the first time in 11 years? They're 25th. They host Texas, who just lost last week to Georgia. Texas on the road against Vanderbilt is an 18.5-point favorite in this one. It feels like this is a situation where Vanderbilt might get stomped, but I'm not writing Diego Pavia off. He's so much fun to watch.
Yeah, that line is big. It's funny because the action on the game is pretty split. You're right. Pavi is just competitive badass. But this appears to be a bad matchup maybe at the line of scrimmage, most importantly. Look, Bama can't stop anybody. And that's why Vanderbilt was able to pull the upset. Bama's defense is legit bad. And, you know, Milroe took that big sack. He's declined. We've talked about that. He's regressed. He's not the NFL first round pick, as we know. Big spot for Texas to bounce back. They're certainly not out of the race by any stretch of the imagination. And they're still a really good team that they faced a big boy defense that was angry in Austin Saturday night. That was big boy defense.
Yeah, that was a grown man defense they played.
I love Kirby. He is a great coach. Great coach. And gets it. What else do we have?
All right, two more quick ones I just want to throw out here. You got Illinois and Oregon. This is a 3:30 CBS and also Paramount Plus game for the Big Ten. Illinois played really, really well. They beat Michigan last week, and they're 22-point underdogs against the best team in the nation.
21.5. Just don't tell me 22, because this is a game that will be in the smell test. This line is just outrageously
high. It's outrageously high.
Here's what's interesting is that Oregon, and I'm just going to give you the game that they've each played recently. Oregon shut out Purdue last week, 35-0. Purdue's terrible.
Yeah.
Illinois had to go to overtime to beat Purdue 50-49. How did Purdue, who can't score 49 against Illinois?
Just one of those matchup things.
I guess.
I think that puts Illinois in a tough spot against Oregon because they can score against anybody.
Yeah. This may be... God, man, I'm still not a big Oregon guy. I'm not a big Dylan Gabriel guy. I'm not a big Oregon guy, but I think they absolutely smother Illinois. What else?
All right, final one here that I just want to squeeze in here, because I think you and I might not the last game of the day. I'm interested in Penn State and Wisconsin. You know, okay. Penn State has Ohio State coming up next week. This could be a very big look-ahead game, but at the same time, you're coming off of a bye week. I tend to think you're not falling for a trap off of a bye week, but we've seen crazier things. The Nittany Lions are 6.5-point favorites on the road.
Camp Randall, Saturday night. That place is going to be insane. I have a feeling Drew Aller's up against it Saturday night. And the look-ahead or not, this is just a tough spot. Wisconsin's good defensively. They're capable defensively. Alabama torched them, understood. The key is, you know, will Penn State be able to run the football against that team? But I bet that place is lit, and I bet Wisconsin plays that game really tightly.
I think it'll be fun. I love Wisconsin's one of my favorite environments.
One of the best. Real quickly, the Terps have Minnesota on the road. Big game for them. If they're going to be bowl eligible and go to another bowl game for a fourth straight year, which, you know, Terp fans, relax on Loxley. Come on. I mean, it was complete dead, the program was. Three bowl games in a row, three bowl wins. This is a game they kind of have to have at Minnesota. They're a 4-point dog. Minnesota... Yeah, I think you beat Maryland by trying to run against them a little bit, and they're not a great running team. That coach drives me nuts, too. All right, up next, you're going to hear Pep Hamilton and Stanford Steve will jump.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
On with us as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.